We don't dodge the challenges that we face as Tangata Whenua, no. That's not what it's about, but we certainly like to talk about issues that have an upshot to them and a positive bent. That's certainly the case here. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Grace Clarehu. Hey, Grace. It's me, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Hey, Grace. Congratulations. Loving the images of your successful night at the Ahu Whenua Trophy, which as a broadcaster I've been following for umpteen years, to be honest, Grace. Congratulations on this tohu. It's really wonderful. And as the young Māori grower of the year, it's a nice little tohu to have and put into your wallet going forward. Tēnā koe, Grace. Tell us about your clan, please, Grace. Where did the Rehu whānau grow up? No hea koe. What's some of your connections, Grace?
So the Rehu name comes from Rangitāne, so down Foxton, Manawatū area. I was brought up in Foxton for half of my life and then moved up to some whānau in the Hawke's Bay, so that's where I'm currently living now.
Tēnā koe. And were you always attracted to the land and working on the land, working with our hua whenua? What was your sort of story? How did you end up working in orchards and the like? Step us through your decisions at the back end of school, Grace.
Yeah, definitely. So I really started when I moved up to the Bay at about 10 years old. And my nan and a lot of my whānau worked at a small strawberry farm in Hastings. And I started working there, helping my nan out every school holidays over the Christmas period, and just fell in love with being out with the whenua and working with whānau. So that was really the start when I was quite young. And then in high school, we were saving for a trip to Hawaii for a school trip, and I decided to work at the packhouse for tuners and growers on night shift to save a bit of money, and that's where I stuck with the company, TNG, and then that really got me into horticulture.
Isn't that great? What is it about, because sometimes working with the land can be very comforting for many. They don't see it as work because you're nurturing something, and it's very applicable to our concepts of manaakitanga. I mean, if you care for a tree, a producer, then it will produce for you. So it's like, maybe not like raising kids, but it's certainly, there's a relationship that you have because it's a living kaupapa, isn't it? The fruiting trees. So what is it about working in this area that appeals to you, Grace?
Yeah, what you said is exactly right. It makes you feel grounded going to work every day, being on the whenua and just seeing the trees grow. You get a really grounded feeling being out there, and it's in the fresh air, not being in a closed environment. So it's a really safe and calming feeling being out there. So that's definitely what I love about working outside and in the orchards and seeing how everything goes, looking at the process. It's quite rewarding as well.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Well, obviously it's a real coup for you to have been acknowledged in this way. What feelings went through you, and what did your nan think? I hope she's still with us, your nan. At your tohu from this last couple of weeks, being the Ahu Whenua Young Māori Grower of the Year, it's a feather in your cap, but your whānau must have been equally as proud. How did they react?
Yeah, my parents and my sisters were in Rarotonga at the time on holiday, so they couldn't be with me on the night, but my sister recorded their reaction of it, so it was cool when I went over and joined them on holiday afterwards. So it was awesome seeing their reaction, and they were so proud of me, and haven't yet been able to catch up with my nan, but I've heard that she's very proud of me as well, and I can't wait to share with her all of the photos and, tell her what it's been like.
Tēnā koe. So when you left school, I'm hoping you got to Hawaii with your school trip from the money you saved from working at the packhouse overnight. And so did TNG say, hey, listen, we've got an apprenticeship. Or is it an apprenticeship that you're doing here? What's your course of study, Grace?
I'm not currently studying at the moment, but it's definitely my plan next year. So I stayed in the pack house after I finished school and then eventually went out to the orchards and just loved it. So I've been doing little steps to go towards it, but definitely looking into studying next year and done a few little programs that's helped me along the way.
Tenakwe, so what role in the day-to-day, I'm assuming you're at work now too, so what would you be doing today as an example of the sorts of work that keep you busy in your working week, Grace?
Yeah, so it's currently raining in the bay today, so it's not a good day for mahi, but this time of the year we're cracked into pruning, so yeah, pruning season at the moment, getting the trees nice and ready for our harvest thinning season and things like that. But I'm doing the day-to-day operations on the orchards and tractor work, machinery, stuff like that.
Tenakwe, how many, what's TNG's sort of footprint on the horticultural scene down there? I mean, talk with us about the size of the orchard that you work on and what sort of trees you've got and how many?
Yeah, so TNG is quite big in the Hawke's Bay, definitely. I can't quite remember the hectareage that I'm personally working on, but it's quite a lot. And, we're quite big. Yeah.
The awards celebrate young Māori in the sector. You know that it's sheep and beef and plus dairy. It alternates, but now we've got the young grower, the horticultural, tohu, etc. When you stood beside your fellow finalists, often it's a competition, but in many ways it's a celebration, of young Māori involved in the sector. What did you make of the opportunity to acknowledge, our rangatahi input into horticulture by way of the Ahu Whenua trophy itself? How did you feel standing next to the others who are also finalists in this category, Grace?
Yeah, I felt very privileged. I was not expecting it, and I felt really privileged to have accepted it on behalf of the three of us, because we went through this together and we've created such a strong bond. So yeah, I acknowledge them so much, and I see myself as a representative on behalf of the three of us rather than just myself, because we all won. That whole week, the three of us were winners, not just myself.
Well, tēnā koe, Grace. Continued success with the mahi, and I look forward to eating an apple from the Rehu orchards down the track, somewhere down the track. Congratulations once again, sister, and keep up the good work. Well done.
Namahi.
Tenakwe. Thank you, Grace. Nice meeting you. Grace Urehu. Wonderful. And the winner of this is Ahu Whenua Young Māori Grower of the Year Award. She works at TNG in Pukutapu in the Hawke's Bay and hails from Rangitane and Taranaki.